Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
I give it all up for you.
Yes, sir.
I give it all up for you.
Yes, sir.
I give it all up for you.
Yeah, something got me started. Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience is with us in studio this Thursday afternoon to tell us about Simply Red's album, This Is Stars.
This Is Stars. Now, again, we are going back over 30 years, but let me take you back to a time when this song, on this album, I should say, absolutely dominated airplay. And we're fresh on the heels, of course, of Simply Red appearing in Dublin, kind of a nostalgia tour, greatest hits and all of that. But many of your listeners might have seen them last night in the Three Arena.
Do you know, I didn't see them last night, but I saw them. I don't know if it was the last time they were here, but it might have been, it has to be about 13. It was 2013. Yeah. So I went to see them with a friend.
Where was that on?
Three Arena, I think.
Would have been the Three Arena.
Yeah,
I think
been
it
three
was.
Arena.
And here's the thing. We are talking about a they, Simply Red are a band, but we're really talking about Mick Hucknall. And people, of course, talk about, you know, the Liverpool beat. But, of course, the Manchester sound and is so varied.
What is that?
Good question, because we go from everything from Stone Roses to Oasis to Morrissey. You could put David Bowie in that category, New Order. But there's also something called blue-eyed soul. So this idea of soul music being performed effectively by white people who come from working class areas, particularly in Northern England. And of course, we're in 1991. And any other soul related phenomenons in 1991, Andrea?
Go on.
The Commitments.
Yeah,
yeah. So we had the Irish soul revival coming around that time as well. So would I describe it as pure, you know, American soul? No, this is definitely got a UK vibe to it as well.
Okay, so This Is Stars, released in 1991. Take us through some of the more successful singles from the album.
So that is Thrill Me, which was actually the fourth single released, and it didn't knock it out of the park in terms of immediate massive chart success. Did very well. It certainly hung around for a long period of time. But in terms of the sound of the album, this fits in perfectly. It's kind of sultry. We have that very, very strong soulful vocal by Mr. Hucknall, and it really fits in with this sort of deeply romantic, quite saucy vibe of the whole album, really.
I sort of feel all their songs are kind of a little bit like that. That sort of cringy romance vibe. I actually think a lot of them sound pretty similar, to be honest.
Andrea,
that's not musically scientific.
For all the people who really loved the concert last night.
Yeah. You're just listening to the one song.
What I will say is it's of a genre, and you know, R&B and soul was making a huge comeback at that time, and it has a timeless quality. I will say that much for it. It's not my favourite song from the album, but it certainly captures a certain movement at the time, because, you know, 1991 is also the year of grunge and all of this, when not everyone got on that boat.
Yeah, okay. So from Something Got Me Started, Thrill Me, what's the most successful single from this album?
The actual title track, which is Stars. But the next one, which we will hear in a second, was a huge, huge hit.
I can see that it gets to you.
Your Babies.
It's probably my favourite song of theirs, actually.
It's lovely.
Yeah, you're not standing on your feet, though, with
no,
Three Arena.
You are not. You might have...
Yeah, it's more of a sway.
Back in pre-health and safety days, you might have had a lighter. I think that's frowned upon now. But what I will say, it's lovely. And I suppose there isn't an artist who's experiencing the first flush of parenthood who hasn't written, or at least attempted to write, a song like this. And some of them are awfully mawkish and overly sentimental. I mean, we can say it's sentimental, but you know, it's easy listening. It's fabulously relaxing, and it's deeply moving in the sense that you can tell it comes from a very real place.
Who was in the band? Like, who's the band made up of?
Well, Mick Hucknall is the only surviving member. They came out of a punk band called the Frantic Elevators back in the day. But they've had so many lineup changes. He's the only surviving member. They actually stopped completely, yeah. I think, for a while in 2010, and then he reformed the band.
So this was released in 1991. This is Stars. Sorry, did you say, is this their fourth album?
This is their fourth album. That's correct. And just in terms, and I know we're talking about this as easy listening, or, you know, kind of deeply romantic, slightly sentimental. This album, Andrea, was the best selling album in the UK. Not just that year. The following year as well, which was the first album to do that since Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water.
So hugely successful.
Massively successful. And this, as I said, I could not turn on my radio back in the day without hearing these songs. And I actually struggle, as I said, when I was doing the research for this, to remember them from song title. But the melodies are in my head.
Okay, so huge in the UK. What about international success?
It did very, very well. They did. This was an album that charted remarkably well around the world. And it did figure very prominently in the US as well. I know the US is often seen as the Holy Grail, but, you know, all around the world, Australia, weirdly enough, it did very well in Zimbabwe as well.
This is wrong.
So there you have it, Your Mirror. A little bit more of a foot tapper.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Definitely different.
I think he's calling someone out here. I think he's asking someone to take a good hard look at themselves.
what a subtle way to do it.
Unambiguous title. But and I think it's slightly different from the other songs in the album. Could we call this album makeout music? Is there a case to be
God? Yeah. Jesus, no, I Alan.
I know. And you know, but part of the prejudice of this, I think, comes from the fact that he is an unlikely soul hero. He's a, you know, he's a man with a giant head of red hair, blue eyes, and yet manages to capture this very soulful sound.
Who was in the Three? It was the Three Arena last night, was it?
It was the Three Arena.
For Simply Red. And that was their 40th anniversary tour, isn't it?
Yes.
But it's part of at the moment.
Exactly. And as I said, it's more like the Mick Hucknall 40th anniversary tour.
Okay. Who's there? Because I imagine the audience, it's probably not a new generation of listeners, I would have thought.
I think that's fair. I think this fits into the category of nostalgia. Absolutely. But as I said, I mean, many of the albums that we've chosen over the weeks fit into that category.
Yeah,
and there's
true, yeah.
Nothing wrong with a bit of nostalgia. And as I said, this album is not about, it's not earth-shattering, it didn't change music. But a lot of people identified the songs with how they were feeling at the time. And this was escape. This is escape music. This is nice. It's dreamlike. It's soulful. It has a nice kind of pop feel to it as well. It's not challenging, and it's easy listening.
This is one Stars that a lot of our listeners have got in touch with us about today, Alan. Is it the most successful?
Hugely. And I'm not the world's biggest Simply Red fan, but I do think we have to pay attention to this man's vocal range. And this song, I think, it is my favourite song from the album. It is the title track. And I think regardless of where you stand on Simply Red or Mick Hucknall, you have to give this man serious respect for his ability to craft a song like this vocally and really deliver a powerhouse vocal performance. This is the biggest hit, and I think a fitting way to lead this one out.
Absolutely. Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience. Alan, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live to talk about the making of Simply Red's album. This is Stars.
A pleasure.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.